All right. Hello. Hey, everybody. Hope you're enjoying the Build conference so far. So during this session, I'm going to talk about the tile and icon asset generator for UWP apps. This is going to be a fairly short session because the tool is actually pretty easy to use. So let's get started. So tile and icon assets appear all over the place in Windows 10. They appear in the Start menu, in the Task Switcher, in the Taskbar, in your app splash screen, and in the store. These assets are the calling cards for your app. They establish your brand. It's important that they look great. UWP apps can run on a wide variety of devices with different screen sizes and resolutions. When your app runs on a device, Windows applies a scale factor so that fonts, text, images, and controls are sized appropriately for that device. Windows automatically selects the right scale factor based on the DPI of the device and the viewing distance. While you don't have to create tile and icon assets for all of these scale factors, if you want your logo to look sharp in each one, it's a good idea to create assets for the primary scale factors, 100, 125, 150, 200, and 400%. So to help you do this, we provide some guidelines. On the Windows Dev Center, we provide detailed guidelines that help you create great-looking tile and icon assets for every major scale factor. The recommendations are extensive, and by extensive, I mean long, and require a bit of work to follow. And you end up having to create a lot of images. There are 68 recommended assets you need to create if you follow our guidelines. And whenever you want to modify your logo, you need to recreate them all over again. So we recently created a tool that can help. In the Design and UI section of the Dev Center, there's a page called Resources and Downloads. And we put several helpful templates, tools, and samples there for designing and creating UWP apps. One of these tools is the UWP Tile and Icon Generator for Photoshop. This tool uses 7 template images to generate all the 68 recommended assets that I just talked about. So if you're new to Photoshop, you might not know what a Photoshop action is. It's basically just a macro, a set of pre-recorded actions. It makes performing repetitive tasks really easy. So with that said, I will show it to you now. So when you download it from the Dev Center, hold on, let me end my slideshow. There we go. So here I've downloaded it from the Dev Center, and what you get are 2 action files for Photoshop, one for Mac and one for Windows, instructions, and a set of templates. And we'll take a look at the templates shortly. So the first thing you want to do is launch Photoshop. And you're probably not going to see, you need the Actions window. And you're probably not going to see it at first. So you can bring it up by going under Window, Actions. And for some reason, it's teeny, teeny, tiny. So here's all the actions that come with Photoshop by default. And we're going to add the ones that we just downloaded here. So in a teeny tiny upper right corner of the screen, we have the little hamburger menu. And here we go to Load Actions. And then we select the action set that we just downloaded for our operating system. So I'm running Windows, so I'll select the actions for Windows. And now we get a set of new actions here. And these are, we have one set of actions for each of the different tile and icon asset types. So the next thing we do is we go to our templates. Here we have 7 templates, one for each tile and icon type. We have the template for the app list, for example, for small, medium, and large tiles, for wide tiles, for the store logo, and for the splash screen. So let's take a look at the template for the wide tile. So what we've given you here is a layout for you to follow that adheres to our guidelines. It comes with a placeholder logo right here, but So in general, when you're creating your wide tile logo, you want to keep your logo within these four squares. And I'm going to add my own logo here. So get a little fish there. If you have a tall logo, you can also use the two rectangles above it. If you have a wide logo, you can use the rectangles to the left and right. So here's what a tall logo looks like. And if you want to, you can use these templates to create full bleed assets as well that take up the entire space allocated to the tile or icon. So I'm just going to go with this for now. So I've got my template ready. Now there's only one more thing I need to do, which is select the action that corresponds to this template. So this is the wide tile template. So in the actions menu, I select logo tile wide, and then I just hit the play button. And then it outputs the images to an images directory. And voila, there we get five different assets in a single step. I'll do one more. Let's do this guy. So this is the template for icons and tiles that appear directly when they appear in the task menu or in the task switcher. And I'm going to add my little fish there. And then generate the assets. So there you go. So one of the cool things about it is this makes it really easy to generate your initial set of assets. And then if you have any updates, it makes it very fast to make those updates. It follows the naming convention that Visual Studio expects. So when you go to the package manifest editor, you just point it at one of these and it'll find all the different versions for all the different scale factors. So, yeah, and so you can get that off the Dev Center in the Design and UI section under Resources and Downloads. So, thank you, everybody.